Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, this is Luke, and I really do appreciate you tuning in today. I want to make sure that all of you have access to me, how to contact me. And the best way to do that is through my website, catfishradio.org, O-R-G. If you go there, there's a place where it says email Luke. It has my email address. If you have something that you'd like to share with all of our buddies that's listening, make sure and send me an email. I promise you I'll get back with you as soon as I can. I might be out and about somewhere, but within a day or two, I promise to get back with you. So it's catfishradio.org. Now, we have a guest today. If you have hogs on your property, if you like to hunt and trap hogs, especially trap hogs, Mr. James Lynch, with his company, is called High Tech Wildlife Services. Now, James, trust me, is an expert in modern-day trapping. I don't know anyone that's more knowledgeable, to be honest with you. I've got a lot of buddies that use the systems and things that the way he does it. But James, if you have a hog problem or need to know some technical information, how to set up these traps, James is going to tell you. You can hook up with him, and he can help you out. James, I'm sorry to keep you waiting so long during my lengthy intro, but I am very happy to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to speak with you, Luke. Thank you.
Now, I truly don't know anyone that's more knowledgeable. I've got a lot of good buddies that trap hogs. Some of them have hunting ranches and they trap, and others trap to sell the meat. But in my opinion, folks, James, he wrote the book on the modern day trapping. Now, James, trapping hogs has come a long way from the way I still do it. Now, I'm an amateur trapper. I have a little, it's stock aluminum. And it's a guillotine type trap. And it's probably 5.5 foot long, maybe 6. It's, put it this way, a 180-pound boar fills it up height-wise. It's probably 38 inches wide. I'll trap 10 hogs, maybe. But it's pretty effective for what I do, trapping me a meat hog every now and then. But it's not at all useful in controlling hog numbers. So these traps that with cameras on them that are trigger automatically, for folks that are not tuned in, James, tell us kind of how that works, you know, the remote control, I call them traps.
Sure, yeah. So quite a few systems out there, but basically what they do is detect motion. Once they detect the motion of the hogs coming into the trap, it'll send you a picture notification either via email or your cell phone. And from that point, you can make a decision on when to close the gate, and allows you to capture, anywhere from, a single big boar hog to, 50, 60 on up sometimes. But, the average catch would probably be somewhere around 20, 25 hogs, something like that.
So, the trap themselves, are they usually round?
Typically, yeah, typically a round pin, and roughly 30 feet across. Some are bigger, some are smaller, and even today, there are systems set up where you can close two individual gates at two different times, and it allows you to capture the first group of hogs and later in the night catch a second group of hogs. And they typically are 40 to 50 foot traps when they're divided down the middle.
Right. Well, now this is not a scientific statement. It's just from an old hunter. And I've been hunting hogs since way before it became popular here. And it's mostly in East Texas when I was growing up. I was pretty old before they actually got numerous enough to really concentrate on hunting and trapping them. But, they're one of the smartest critters that I've ever hunted, and I've guided elk and bear hunts and all up in the mountains. And, a hog is just, I think a deer reacts, they'll flight, they'll run. But I think a hog somehow reasons things out. And I know in your years of trapping, what's your theory? Do you they're obviously really smart.
Absolutely. They definitely do reason, and they do think things out a little more than other animals do, for sure. So, you know, oftentimes I've heard, you know, lots of folks talk about a hog. You know, they'll try to trap them the first time, and maybe they'll get out somehow. Either they dig out because the soil is soft, or they climb or jump over a shorter trap fence, and they'll never come in again. And then the next one will come in the next time. It just it does vary tremendously on how animals react, and I think a lot has to do with, you know, through their lifespan, what they're experiencing. Because you'll see some hogs will be very, very calm around humans because maybe they're grow up around food lots where people feed cattle, and then they get accustomed to seeing and relating humans to food. And then in other cases, every time they see a person or hear a four-wheeler or a truck or whatever the case may be, they're getting shot at. So you create two completely different animals, and I do believe that they do reason with the process and their experiences in their life. So some are very, very difficult to see, and some you won't see at all unless it's nighttime. So I have to agree with that for sure. They definitely are affected.
Yeah, I think that's a true statement. And you mentioned nighttime. That's when sometimes you'll catch them out, and I know you know this, catch them out at 10 in the morning. But by and large, late in the evening, if you have to pick a prime time, that last, honestly, 15 minutes of daylight on into the early evening is I'll probably kill more hogs during that time than any time. James.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well,
absolutely.
Rather than we could spend a long time really getting into the technical aspect of the motion detector traps and all that kind of stuff, but folks can go on Facebook and connect with you to learn a lot about that if they're not tuned in. High Tech Wildlife Services on Facebook, and just like that, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And just if they have any questions, I'd be happy to answer any. And maybe direct them in the right direction with a pro trapper, or, you know, maybe we can help them ourselves. And
yeah, yep.
Yeah, definitely would be great.
Well, that would be the way to connect with you then, James. High Tech Wildlife Services on Facebook, the best way?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, we can do that. Now, rather than get into really nuts and bolts on this, it's so technical. It's easy to set up. Even a layman like me can, you know, you can show people and they can do it, but all the technology behind it, we're not even going to go there right now. Let's get back to trapping hogs. Now, I've hunted hogs a lot. I wrote a book, James, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting and Trapping. So it's not that I'm an expert, but I've done it so much, I have learned a lot about hunting hogs and cooking them and making ham and all that kind of stuff. But the fact that, you know, finding where the hogs are. Say a farmer calls you and he's got 300 acres and, you know, he's got a, quote, hog problem. Well, a sounder came through and rooted up his Bermuda grass, you know, and he wants some help. Now, that could be a traveling sounder that came through that's in the next county. Probably
absolutely.
Not that far, but, you know.
Yep.
What do you look for? When you want to set your trap, What are you looking for there?
You know, it's a lot like hunting, Luke. You know, really, you're looking for areas that have, you know, multiple trails crossing one another.
Mm-hmm.
And also, depending on the time of the year, like this time of year, you're going to have more hogs collecting around either a crop or especially acorns this time of year, because they love to eat acorns just like whitetail do. And so, you know, find areas that have, you know, a lot of feed for them naturally. And, of course, they've got to have water. And right now is not a problem finding water. But
right.
At
yep.
the drier times of the year, you know, you find those kinds of areas where they kind of migrate to, and multiple crossings, like I said before. And, you know, you set up close to that area and feed them well. and they'll train up to, if you've got a feeder in the trap, which is typically the best thing, they'll train up to the sound of the feeder going off, and you'll bring them in from that area, whether they're crossing or feeding or bedding. It's, like I said, it's similar to whitetail hunting or even just hunting them. You know, you're looking for high traffic, and a lot of times where the damage is isn't where they live necessarily. It's where they go and they feed, and then they leave and, you know, go back mm-hmm. to their same routine wherever those yep. trails and bedding areas are.
And they usually, well, through most of the warmer weather months, they always, many hogs I see are, you know, wet half the way down their body. They're I hunt near some sloughs and gravel pits where there are lots of hogs, but by and large, you'll find them near water. And a hog sign is the easiest of all wildlife to find, to recognize. You know, the rubs on the mud rubs on the trees, the boars where they right. get up there and scrape their cutters and wetters, you know, on the saplings. Yep. I mean, it's easy to a pig trail is pretty easy to find one. So that's it's just like you say, like hunting. Get in there and find the areas where the really right now acorns, you know, where those are.
Right.
Yeah, that's find the food and you, they don't call them pigs for. I mean, that's why they call them pigs. They like the food, and they can. I don't know. I've had cornfields, James, and where I live, there's an isolated maybe 100 acres of corn. And it's a good half a mile to where there's a concentration of hogs. I guess they're smelling that, but every year that old boy that farms that corn, he says, the hogs are wearing me out. I guess they can smell that corn from that distance.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's amazing.
Especially right when it begins to ripen or mature, uh-huh. when the tassels on the corn ears start to turn a little bit golden color, they'll really start to hit it hard.
That's amazing. But in research for my book, the Kill to Grill Hog Hunting book that I wrote, they can smell a truffle under 18 inches of soil, you know, in Germany.
Right.
They use them to sniff out. Now, that's a pretty good nose. So as far as bait, I have found corn. I used to think, I've got to sour this corn, and I spent untold time and, you know, souring grain and all that, and I guess it helps. But I'll be honest with you, I don't think anything has ever worked better for me than just regular corn, James.
Yeah, I've got to agree with that. Typically, if you sour corn, we typically do that to prevent the deer or turkeys or other
right.
animals
yep.
from coming in and eating the bait from the trap in the trapping situation. But don't sour it any longer than 2 to 3 days, and that would prevent, you know, some of the other animals from coming in and eating the bait up. But just straight yellow corn right out of the bag consistently has been overall the best source and the most cost-effective.
Source. I've tried it all, too. I know you have, too. Well, we are just about out of time, James. Again, Facebook, High Tech Wildlife Services, that's how they connect with you, James. And right, I think that's the very best way. They can see pictures and things like that you post.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, well, let's get you back again before very much longer. There's a lot of people listening that have hog problems, a lot of hunters, a lot of trappers. To my way of thinking, there is no better way to control hogs than trapping. I do thoroughly believe that. And we can control a few by hunting, but trapping is by far the best. James, we'll get you back soon, and thanks very much.
Luke, thank you. We appreciate it.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com. Or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan which is made by Air Force Air Guns since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan Carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season.
Folks, that wraps our show up for today. Remember, you can go online to catfishradio.com, and there you can download the segments all this coming week if you missed something you'd like to hear again, possibly. If you have any hunting or fishing news from your area, I'd sure like to hear about it. You can email me through the website there at catfishradio.com. Until this time next week, have fun in the outdoors.